Getting to order. Mr. Crawford, can you please lead us in the pledge?
Please rise and face the flag in the front and follow after me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Next, we have comments from board members. Ms. Scott?
Hello, everyone. I would just like to, first of all, say that I hope that everyone had a nice, peaceful summer, and we're getting ready to start our new school year, and I would like to wish everyone the best and to please be safe. But one thing that I, several things that I did for the last couple of weeks is I had a chance to go and visit a few places. We had a chance to go to Sonoma County, which is Sonoma. We went to go and visit the waterworks, which was truly a wonderful experience. And there's more to come with that, to follow with that. We also had a chance to go and see a new, the new Hard Rock that's going to be coming to our area. I'd like to tell you a lot about that, but that's pretty quiet also. So you'll have to wait until it comes and you can see the wonderful thing that's going to be able to come into our school, to our area, and hopefully we'll be able to share a wonderful experience as well, you know. Today, I had a chance to go to Edgewater School to see their new kindergarten spot out there. It was very, very nice. I'd like to give a shout out to Travis for his hard work and his dedication, especially. The Linda Lions Club was there. They provided hot dogs and root beer floats for everyone, which was a wonderful treat. And I say a special thanks to them for that. I have also had an opportunity to go today to Yuba Garden School to meet the new principal there, and been sort of busy. I'm going to stop so I can give the other board members a chance to say some of their experiences. But I say to everyone, have a great school year and be safe.
Thank you. Mr. Allison.
I just, once again, I'm really looking forward to a good year. I know the district, we're going through some changes that I think are going to be good. And I'm really, really, once again, looking forward to having a good year.
Mr. Boom?
Oh, just one quick comment. My granddaughter's going to start kindergarten tomorrow. So.
Oh, great.
At Cordova.
Oh, wow.
So, huh? No, not out at Edgewater. So I look forward to going up and seeing what's going on at Cordova first thing in the morning and send her off. So, well, her parents will send her off. I'll just kind of watch from the background. Anyways.
Mr. Fleury.
I'm excited about the start of a year. I see good things happening for our district. I like the transparency that are coming in the video where we hear about the hires immediately. There's a lot of good things coming. Every day as I go to work, I drive by Edgewater, and I've watched that progress as I go out in the orchards. Number one, I'm amazed at how fast that school they put it together. I watch those guys. I've been there sometimes, go by at 6 o'clock. They're out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I understand they had to put extra crews. Everybody came together as a team to make it work. Also, I've said before in the orchards, I deal with the homeless all the time. And I'm so proud we have a good homeless program. And I've got to know them over the years. And they've known me as I come by. I'm the cold water man. I think I've said that here before. But when you hear their plight, you know we really have to reach out. We can't not judge anybody by what they have. You do not know the circumstances, and a lot of them try. One of the things makes it sad that one of our former employees is living down there and worked for us several years ago. So we do not know what people have, and we always have to appreciate people and know their story, not judge them. In fact, one of them said one day, just last week, said, you know what, you never judge us. You treat us with respect. That's one thing we need to remember. Everyone gets treated with respect in doing their job or whatever they're here for. Also, a shout out to Amber. I work with Quinco Corporation, which is the largest kiwi grower in the state, and they've gave a lot of positive to Amber, and I said I was going to mention it at the board meeting. They said that she's good to work with, and she brought some people out for a tour, and they were very pleased in what our food services program does. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Crawford.
Well, I'd just like to say it was very nice to get together with all my colleagues, and starting at 9 this morning, and we worked the whole day through, and I, too, am very excited for all my grandchildren to now have all their shopping done, and they made sure Grandpa went ooh and ah over every new outfit, so that was kind of fun. And more importantly, Trustee Scott had mentioned the Hard Rock Casino and what a great stakeholder they are actually going to be, I believe, for not only our community but for education. I was one of the lucky members, Mr. Cena and Ms. Scott and myself, and we just had an incredible tour. They asked us not to just go gush over how incredible it does look, but believe me, I'm not one to gush, but I did. I did get a great chance to talk to the tribal spokeswoman. She's a wonderful woman. She's worked for over a decade to get this facility built. And she did take me aside and she said, Frank, I wanted to tell you that we're the first tribe to ever ask and receive $500 million loan. And it was granted to build that facility. So that could probably give you a little hint on what they got out there. And I'll leave it at that, that you do want to take a visit. And I do believe in the future they are going to not only help us with our students' jobs, but interact hopefully with some other things and other programs. And I really, really think they're going to be a cooperating stakeholder in this school district. Thank you.
I would just like to congratulate all of our new hires that we've done over this summer and welcome them to our district. Mr. Carrion, thank you very much for all your efforts on getting all the staff room or classroom staff for tomorrow and ready to go. Another just a great big thank you to all of our staff members for what they're going to do for our students this year to make their lives a better for them. So thank you. Next we have public comments. Nope, sorry. Jumping too far ahead. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Sorry about that. You thought I skipped right on over, huh?
I mean, if you want to skip me, I'll just go back across the street, back to my room where I was. So this evening, I just wanted to really acknowledge the tremendous hard work that the hundreds of teachers at Marysville Joint Unified have put in over the summer. The idea that teachers have the summer off is a complete and utter myth, and I know I am preaching to the choir. We all here know that. But teachers have put in a lot of hours, a lot of time, energy, their own finances, to make sure that their rooms look amazing. I've seen some pictures online of some of the classrooms. Oh my gosh, kids are going to be spoiled at school tomorrow. But also the tremendous work they've put in their own professional development, in planning their lessons, their units, their curriculum, and just the fabulous efforts that they've put forth in the energy and under the personal directive of wanting to increase student learning and increase student achievement and do all we can for the students in our district. Tomorrow is going to be our first day back for 2019-2020. I think it's a perfect time to acknowledge all of the wonderful teachers we have. And on top of that, the approximately 60 to 65 new teachers to us. And hopefully, Marysville Unified Teachers will be able to welcome all of those new teachers. We are having our own new teacher reception on August 20th at 4 o'clock at our union office to welcome as many as, and hopefully all, of our brand new teachers to the district, give them a nice friendly welcome to Marysville and Marysville Joint Unified. But also to thank everybody who is going to be new this year and continuing on. It definitely takes a village. I have heard it said a lot of times. And I am looking forward to an exciting year and looking forward to getting last year wrapped up as far as negotiations and bargaining. And then we can start on in the new year. But tomorrow is going to be exciting. I would also venture a guess. I'd put down a friendly wager that if you drive by any site in Marysville Joint Unified right now, you will find at least a few cars in the parking lot, not just mine, but a few teachers who are still diligently working to put all the finishing touches on for tomorrow. And I wish them all well, and all of our students and their families as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association, 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. Next, we have public comments. We have no public comment cards tonight. Next, we have the superintendent's report. Mr. Cena.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. First off, I asked Mr. Travis Barnett to give a presentation on the buildings and grounds, particularly at Edgewater's new classroom buildings. Mr. Barnett.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Superintendent Cena. So this evening, I just kind of want to give you guys an update. As we all know, this has been the mad dash to get Edgewater completed. We actually just got confirmation at about 2:20 this afternoon that we will be able to occupy that building tomorrow for the first day of school. So as I stood up here and said to you in the last board meeting that this would be to the very last minute, that's exactly what it was. So I was excited that we've hit our mark. And keep in mind that we will continue phase two of this, which will be the drop-off parking lot, the little addition where the swing out is, and the playground and all the other things that go with the shade structure. So I just kind of put this together to kind of give you an idea of how quick this went through. You'll see that Lori and I went out there on the 19th, on June, kind of messing around, looking at the site, surveying it. You'll see on the 25th, there was no hesitation at all of people and these crews getting together, and it was actually a feat in itself to get everybody coordinated. But you'll see the 25th to the 9th is when we started getting our underground piping in. This is for storm drain, water, waste. So you'll see here, you know, from the 9th to the 18th is when they started digging foundations. You'll see every day, like you said, we had crews out there from early morning to the evenings. Nobody missed a beat. Rolling into footings, you'll see right on the 18th after that. I mean, again, no hesitation, 18th to the 20th, they had the footings poured, ready to go. Rolling on in from the 20th to 23rd, we had buildings delivered, footings. We went ahead and put a quick drying concrete out there. We paid a little extra, but you'll see the time frame, how quick we had to get these forms poured, concrete set up for these buildings to go in. So from the 23rd, you can see we started dropping buildings on site. From the 23rd to the 27th, it was kind of the finish work, getting the buildings put together, T-barred ceilings, and starting to pull wire and electrical to where you can see where we're prepping for asphalt out here, which kind of leads us to the end of today, from the 27th to the 13th, all the way to last minute. You'll see a kind of a picture there to the left. That's the classroom, kind of in a nutshell of what it looks like. Asphalt's poured, bathrooms are functioning. So thank you guys for your support during this project. I think that I've got to say for sure that this definitely wouldn't have happened without the support of MJOSD, board members, superintendent, the site at Edgewater, and these contractors that really poured their heart into this project. It was said numerous times during our construction meetings that nobody knew how we were going to pull it off, but we were able to. And I know Lori wanted to have a few words as well, if you don't mind, if she wants to come up. So.
I just wanted to publicly acknowledge a few of the key players in this that happened, and that's in addition to our site, district, team, and all of you as board members. But the first construction meeting, Travis said, this is the dream team, and if anyone can do it, all of us can do it, and let's get it done. And he said, I'm throwing the Hail Mary pass. And I told him, if you guys keep it in the air and keep it going, we'll all be there to catch it. And I wanted to recognize Paul from Kids Construction. Amazing. Helped with anything that needed to be helped with, not just his project, not just his part. How could he get stuff done? How could he help us with everything? Jack Campbell, the DSA inspector, AMS, all of the contractors and subcontractors, and all of the favors that Travis called in from the end. I think we were in one end zone going to the other end zone, and he called and he, you know, he said, if you can't find somebody, I'll find somebody. If you can't do it this way, then let's do it this way. And he kept the ball going and going and going forward to the goal. And I would just really like to acknowledge him and the team that got put together, and we were very, very fortunate that the bids came in the way they did. And I honestly, working so closely with Travis and all of the contractors and everything, I believe it when he said if there wasn't any other person involved in that, it wouldn't have happened. So thank you very much.
Any comments from board members? I would just like to say again, I would like to thank you, Travis and Lori. Thank you for your vision and all your support and making this work to get it completed. So thank you. Any other comments?
Travis, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted to thank Travis. I asked him if he could do it. He said he's going to try. He's a man of his word, and you got it down right down to the wire. There's no better compliment than that. Congratulations, and thank you.
Well, I also, as I said, mentioned earlier, I drive by it every day, and I was amazed from just one day to the next the progress, because I saw a daily visual going by. And it takes dedication, it takes teamwork, and there was a lot of people who didn't think it could be done. And I applaud you for getting that done. And that's what it takes. It takes a dedicated team, building relationships, knowing people to call in favors that will help you get that done. Because I know a lot of that stuff is hard to pull together, and you did it, and I congratulate you for that, Travis.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Lori. And it's pretty exciting out there today, root beer floats and hot dogs and volunteers. Lori has a team of volunteers, college students that are off campus or not in school yet, and parents and family and anybody out there that will contribute to help get that room, get stuff that's not supposed to be in the room out of the room and get to it. It was beautiful to see all that synergy and energy out there today. So thank you. Thank you for making it happen. Holy, wow, wonderful, terrific 10-year, congratulations on 10 years, too. That's great. So I know the board likes to hear what's happening in the community. So we met with Brent Hasty and Dee Dee Cordell with Yuba County Water Agency on July 18th to learn about the Yuba County Water Agency's vision for Yuba County and a Yuba River Educational Center. They also met with Marysville City Council members and community members at the Marysville High School's FFA Peach Festival Pancake Breakfast on July 20th, but we missed Mr. Crawford and the other runners, early morning runners. Spoke at the Linda Lions Club luncheon on Tuesday, July 23rd. Spoke at the Morning Rotary Club breakfast meeting on Thursday, July 25th. Went on a tour of the Sonoma County Water Educational Center on July 29th with the Yuba County Water Agency to learn about the Sonoma Center as a model for the Yuba County Center. Have been in contact with Jackie Selman, who now works for Yuba County Water Agency in a separate capacity, and will be meeting with her in the near future related to water conservation, potential internships, and other student enhancement projects later this week. This past Friday, August 9th, toured the new Sacramento Hard Rock Cafe Casino out by the amphitheater, which is still under construction, but is taking reservations starting, I think, later this week for the rooms and getting started. On August 1st, I met with site secretaries for their first day back, opening their orientation to the new school year. Met with the CTE teachers from both Lyndhurst and Marysville High School on Monday, August 5th, at the CTE workshop held in the newly remodeled Lyndhurst High School Culinary Kitchen and Classroom. August 7th and 8th, we held the management team retreat where we participated in leadership and management tool activities in preparation for the new school year and sharing a common vision. Yesterday, August 12th, met with the cafeteria managers at their training session at Kynoch Elementary School. Also welcomed the district paraprofessionals in this room yesterday. And this morning, welcomed the bus drivers back to the school year during their start of the year training session. Since July 1st, met with Yuba County Superintendent of Schools Francisco Ravelis multiple times, along with both assistant superintendents, the SELPA director, and other four superintendents of Yuba County Schools. Since our July 16th board meeting, produced seven more summer video vignettes, 10 in total, that went out to all district employees designed to help get us acquainted and on the same page for student growth and learning. Today we interviewed six candidates for the vacant MJUSD Assistant Superintendent of Business Services position, and we'll have follow-up interviews next week on August 20th, which three of you will serve. And tomorrow is the first day of school, and like I said before, I'm committed to visiting all schools that have a new principal tomorrow, including Covalad, Ella, Oliver's, Johnson Park, Yuba Gardens, and McKinney. And that concludes the superintendent report. Next time, where's the clock? And next time I'll make sure I fit within the clock.
Mr. Cena, you can have as much time as you want.
No, that's... we're done.
Lisa says no, Gary. Yeah. So next we have the approval of the minutes. We do have a change on the minutes. If I could direct your attention to page 4 in the minutes. In the white section for the minutes from last board meeting. So it's under the Personnel Services Certificated Employment. The third one from the bottom, Lisa L. Havara. Teacher, it says Ella. It's not Ella, it's actually Oliver's. So that was the only change that was brought to my attention. Is there any other additions or deletions from board members on the minutes? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six yes, motion carries. Next we have the consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that a board member would like to have pulled?
Yeah, I'd like to pull Personnel Services number 1 on page 10.
Page 10, Mr. Boom?
Yeah.
And could you okay, let me make sure I got the first one. So page 10, Mr. Boom, Personnel Services, number 1.
All of number 1?
Well, we'll have to do it.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
And Mr. Allison, which one was yours? Page Building and Grounds, number 1. Are there any other items that someone would like to have pulled? If not, is there a motion to approve? I have a motion to approve by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Six yes, motion carries. Let's go back now to page 10. Mr. Boom?
Yeah, I would just like to pull Rocco and Greco off and vote on that one separately.
Okay, so Mr. Boom would like to pull Rocco Greco out of that list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and vote on that separately. Okay, do we first want to, is there a motion to approve the other 5?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve Personnel Services number 1 other than the one name we pulled.
Okay, so there's a motion by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
We have Mr. Crawford opposed. Okay, motion carries. Okay, Mr. Boom?
I would just like to take a separate vote on that one.
Okay, is there a motion?
Motion to approve Mr. Greco.
Okay, there's a motion to approve Mr. Greco by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second, was that Mr. Allison? Second by Mr. Allison. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Mr. Boom opposes. So motion carries, 5-1. Okay. Now we're going back to number, page 8, Buildings and Grounds Department, number 1. Mr. Allison? Mr. Allison, can you bring your microphone, please?
I forgot.
Thank you.
We have a $140,000 portable, and I guess you'd have to answer this. And it's just a question. I mean, like, this is about the size of my carport. And I'm not questioning the amount. I'm not questioning anything. I'm just wondering why we're paying almost $30,000 for a $140,000 portable to have an architectural firm come in. And some of these charges, like construction documents, $13,000, schematic design, $3,000. You're thinking, well, I always assume that portables, and I could be wrong, obviously, that portables, you know, it's kind of like looking at coffins in a mortuary. You know, you just pick one. You know, they're already designed. You know, I mean, why do we pay $3,000 to somebody to pick that building? And on and on and on, or an engineer paying them almost $8,000 for engineering schematics. And I mean, I used to do construction and stuff, and you know, I just want an explanation. That's all I want.
My way, I would slap a building down and call it good and tell you that it's probably most likely safe, being that there is a portable classroom already there that's going to be replaced. However, DSA requires us to go through all these civil engineers. They require us to go through through an inspector, through an architect firm, to basically draft up what we're doing. Although these portable buildings are pre-checked through DSA, meaning that they already designed, like you said, the architect firm isn't designing the building, and it is a drop and go type of a building. However, we still need to have the documentations for DSA that says that we are doing the proper path of channel or proper path of travel up to that new building. They want to verify that the electrical load is still there. So even though you and I can say it's there, the state architect says, no, you have to go through these architect firms that will go through and basically reconfirm what we already know, unfortunately. But that is the standard that we have to follow. There's no bypass on it. And with the architectural services and things like that, they are signed to only a certain, they can only bill us up to what we agreed to on their, I don't know why I can't think of the terminology right now, but when we go through and we set out for an RFP, request for proposals from architects, there you go, they can only charge us a certain hourly rate. There's caps and things like that. So we agree to, when we take these firms on, to say, this is what we'll pay you for your services. So the state also dictates what that is as well. And it goes off percentages of costs of projects. So there's all these things and factors that the state of California mandates for us to use these things. There's really no bypassing it. Otherwise, we don't get closeout on the project, and then we get in big trouble when we try to do another project. But
kind of like trying to build a building in New York.
Yeah, there's really no way to bypass it. But really, it's checking the boxes that we have to do.
So is this like $30,000? Mm-hmm. Is this on top of the $140,000 that we're buying the portable for?
Yeah, and MCAA is funding this through their funds. But yeah, so the $30,000 is separate from the purchase of the portable. Typically, it would actually be more than that. But being that we're not really dealing with a pad because we're removing one portable and having another one put down, but it's basically a percentage of whatever the project cost is. Okay. And that's what we are obligated when the state of California sets those standards for architectural fees and design. They set what percentage of the project
percentage
we're paying. Yeah, and it's high, but I don't set those standards and parameters, but it's something we have to abide by. So it's really a state of California mandate. And like you said, some of these things you would ask why, and it sounds like document preparation. Well, I'm not an engineer or architect, and I don't have the stamp, so that's where those document preparations come in. So they take the pre-checked plans for the building, and our architect has to go through, and they have that fancy stamp that they stamp it, and that's what we're paying for, is the architect's stamp and approval for preparing those documents for DSA review.
Okay.
And I know that's a lot of information, but there's a lot of legislation and law that goes into why we have to do it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it really like picking coffins at a mortuary? I'm teasing. I never heard that one. So. Thank you.
Well, and I do think I've learned from our Edgewater project that nowadays we're doing modular buildings, not portable, so it probably costs a little more for a modular than it does a portable.
Exactly. You got it.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 6 yes. Okay, page 16 under New Business, Board of Trustees, Amendment to Employee Contract with Gay Todd. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to give the board the opportunity to reconsider the vote which failed to approve the amendment to the employment contract between MJUSD and Superintendent Gay Todd at the 7/16/19 board meeting. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion? Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Allison to approve the reconsidering of the agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Boom. Any other discussion? We'd like to do a roll call vote, please. Mr. Boom.
Yes.
Mr. Allison.
Yes.
Mr. Fleury.
Yes.
Ms. Scott.
Yes.
What?
That would be yes.
Mr. Crawford.
Yes.
And Mr. Rasmussen, yes. Motion carries 6-0. Board of Trustees number 2, amend the employment contract with Gay Todd. The purpose of the agenda item is to give the board the opportunity to approve the amendment to employment contract between MJUSD and Superintendent Gay Todd. Is there any discussion? If not, is there a motion?
I move to reconsider Gay Todd's employment contract.
We've already done the reconsidering. So
can't make up your mind again.
I'm sorry, I had my notes.
Okay, so what is the motion?
The contract.
Research, please. Yeah. Ms. Scott?
Can you talk into your microphone, Mr. Allison?
I move that we amend. Yeah. Approve the amendment.
Okay.
To the contract.
So we have a motion to approve the amendment to the contract by Mr. Allison. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Fleury. Any other discussion? Again, we'll have a roll call vote. Mr. Boom?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. Fleury?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Mr. Crawford?
Yes.
And Mr. Rasmussen, yes. Motion carries 6-0. Educational Services. We're going to open a public hearing for Board Policy 6142.7, Physical Education and Activity. The public hearing is now open. Ms. Tate?
Hi, good evening. This board policy is to help set us in line with state and federal law in regards to changes that CSBA has given to us. So basically it brings us up to speed, especially as we're headed into our federal program monitoring this year. Physical education is one of those pieces that they're going to come and view. And so we want to make sure that we have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. The main changes to this board policy, the first one is at the bottom, where it talks about grades 9 to 12 and the overall course of study, where law now requires that we offer mechanics of body movement, aquatics, gymnastics and tumbling, individual and dual sports, rhythms and dance, team sports, and combatives. And that needs to be offered to all of our students at some time during their 9th to 12th grade schooling. Now, it doesn't say how much of it needs to be offered. I know that some of our students don't have access to a swimming pool, so there's other things that can be taught in regards to aquatics, water safety. We have a lot of children very close to rivers in this area, so there's a lot of things that we can do at all of our sites to ensure that students receive this type of education. The other piece that was a change that was better defined are the exemptions to physical education at the high school level. So you have temporary exemptions and two-year exemptions that are much better defined in this board policy as to how students would take advantage of those opportunities to be exempt, or if they need to be held exempt because they're ill or not feeling well temporarily. So that's basically the changes in this board policy.
So, Lenny, one thing I was in looking at the new board policy, and I'm sure the board has done this maybe years ago, but maybe, so what I'm talking about is the board shall approve the courses in grades 9 through 12 for which physical education credit may be granted. Mm-hmm. It seems as though maybe we've changed or we've updated maybe some of those courses at the high school level. So is it time that we need to revisit that as from a board standpoint to approve those courses, or...
I don't know that you would want to approve, but I think it would be a great opportunity for you to review and see what's being offered out at our schools in regards to the physical education state framework and the educational services that are being provided to students in each of those classrooms.
So if we had any new courses, you think the board has already approved them? Because
it does state that we
need to approve those.
New courses are brought before the board. So is it happening? Are the sites adding them to their master schedule without bringing them before the board? I don't think so, but I can look into that. I'll ask both of the comprehensive high schools in regards to any new courses of study, and not just for physical education, but any of our other instructional programs as well. For example, in math, we moved to integrated 1, integrated 2, and integrated 3, as opposed to the previous going from algebra to, pre-algebra to algebra to geometry and so forth. And so that's made a lot of changes to the schools as well. But I think it would be a great idea for us to share with you what is being offered out there. I believe you've approved all of those courses that are out there, but I would have to do a double check and go back in board minutes to see if you have done that or not.
Okay. I was just thinking that because sometimes PE credits offered for courses outside of the PE department, maybe PE credits are going to be offered for ROTC or something of that nature.
Correct.
And it does say that any course that's going to be granted PE credit, so.
Needs, right, and you need to have an authorized, credentialed teacher, an ROTC teacher may require different credentialing than a physical education single subject teacher. Some of those things, as we're looking into it right now, we're getting a better picture of because of the federal program monitoring. You mentioned ROTC. That is one of the things that they will come in and look at if they visit Lyndhurst High School, or if they pull one of the Marysville High School students that might be taking ROTC over at Lyndhurst High School to ensure that we are following the guidelines for ensuring that our ROTC instructors are able to give PE credits.
Right. And I'm not saying they are. I don't know.
But, no, I don't either.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any
You're
other
welcome.
Question?
Yeah, Lenny, before you leave, I'm sure it's off topic. A mother called me, and her concern was her daughter wanted to take archery. And through my ignorance, I said, well, I'm not sure we even offer archery. I think she was concerned her daughter was going to get shot with a bow or an arrow, or the teacher was qualified. Are we offering archery?
I know through the Indian Ed program, I know that we offer archery. In regards to at the high school levels, I'm not sure. I would have to check in. Mr. Cena is indicating that no, he doesn't believe that we have archery at any of our schools.
I didn't know if we did, but I wanted to make sure.
It's funny you would ask that. I actually took archery in middle school where we had the big haystacks and the targets and things on our wrists.
I took it at Long Beach City College. I had a big welt my first day.
Yeah.
My sister passed.
Not, I did.
But the teachers that would be offering that would need to be credentialed, and in their credentialing, they would have learned those skills and strategies in order to offer that in a safe environment.
Okay, yeah. And that was their biggest concern, the teachers' qualifications with bow and arrow, and, mm-hmm. and I didn't even know if we offered it. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
I'm going to find out if we have and when we did. I might ask our historian if he remembers us ever teaching archery.
Thank you. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
I have a motion by Mr. Crawford to close the public hearing. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
six
you.
Yes. Now we need a motion regarding board policy 6142.7.
Motion to approve the revisions.
We have a motion by Mr. Boom to approve the revision. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Six yes. Next, we have Transportation Department, Board Policy 3540, Transportation. We're going to open a public hearing. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the revisions to Board Policy 3540, Transportation. Board members had the opportunity to look at the old and new. Is there any questions? Oh, Mr. Taylor? Yes, you're here all night. You might as well get to talk a little, huh?
Yeah, so the changes are just for some clarification and strengthening of existing rules that the board has approved. The only real change is to the board to approve installing GPS on our buses. So that's really the only change, big change.
Okay. I didn't know that. Thank you.
So we are adding GPS, or we already have?
No, we don't currently have any. I would like to. I'm currently looking into
it. We are going
it.
To. That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After tonight, hopefully, yes.
It's good to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Any other comments or discussion? If not, we'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Move to close.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Motion to close by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries six yes. Now we need a motion regarding the revision to board policy 3540. Again, can you turn your microphone on, Mr. Allison, and talk into it, please?
I move to approve the revision to BP 3540.
We have a motion to approve by Mr. Allison. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries six yes. Categorical programs, board policy 6020, parent involvement. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the revision to board policy 6020, parent involvement. Any discussion? Thank you.
Okay, in the spirit of federal program monitoring, which we are all preparing for, and Lenny talked just a little bit about that, the CSBA has made some changes to the board policy format for parent involvement, and you'll see lots of strike-throughs, and mainly it's taking out specific examples of how our district has been meeting the requirements set out in board policy, so we're just following the format now recommended by CSBA.
Thank you, Ms. Larson. Any other discussion or questions? If not, we'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close.
Motion to close by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion carries six yes. Now we need a motion regarding the revision to board policy 6020.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the revision by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries six yes. Board policy 1312.3, uniform complaint procedures. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the revisions to board policy 1312.3, uniform complaint procedures. Public hearing is now open. Do we have any discussion?
Okay, so this item may look familiar in title because we just adopted a new uniform complaint policy, but a lot of legislative activity in 2018 created CDE's necessity to go in and update the policy. Well, CSBA has not yet caught up with the Department of Ed's revisions that were just posted a month or so ago. In order for us to be compliant with federal program monitoring, we need to move forward with CDE's policy. And it will look a little different to you because it has both the policies and procedures blended into one document. So we don't have a board policy and AR that are separate at this point. And the reason that the timing is so critical on this is because this is a component that is included in our parent students' rights packet. So we want to make sure that we have all of the legal requirements met and included in the back to school packet. At some point in the future, when CSBA has updated their policies and then is inclusive of the new legislative changes, we can move back to the format where we have an administrative reg and a board policy together.
Thank you.
Does the CEC then supersede the CSBA?
It does. CDE is the one that, and when they come out for their federal program monitoring review, they will have this very specific checklist of language that they're looking for. And if we didn't have that language in our policy, we would have a non-compliant finding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Any other discussion? Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Motion to close by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6 yes. Is there a motion regarding the revision of board policy 1312.3?
Motion to approve motion 1312-3.
Motion to approve board the revisions. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6 yes. Purchasing Department, Resolution 2019-20/03, State Contracts. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution to acquire materials, equipment, supplies, services, and vehicles through the use of various state and California Department of General Services and Department of Technology contracts. Mr. Horn.
So this is just a routine extension that we do on an annual basis, and it allows us to procure goods and services from the state of California that they've already put together these contracts.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6 yes. Thank you, Mr. Horn.
There's one more. You wanted to need clarification.
Okay. Number two, we have resolution 2019-20/04, disposal of obsolete textbooks and instructional materials for the 1920 school year. Mr. Horn?
This is another routine resolution that we have so we can dispose of obsolete textbooks. If there's any residual value, we will sell them and obtain that value. If not, we will donate them or have them destroyed.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? If not, is there a motion? Motion to approve by Ms. Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 6 yes. Personnel Services, agreements with Brandman University for student interns and student volunteers. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board ratify the following agreements with Brandman University: internship contract agreement, 8/1/19 through 7/31/21, and an early childhood education fieldwork site agreement for student volunteers, 8/1/19 to 7/31/22. Do we have any discussion on that item, or?
I have a question. Mr. Carrion, is Brandon University fully accredited and recognized by all agencies and universities?
Actually, thank you, Mr. Crawford. That's a great question. It is indeed. We need to be mindful of the fact that accreditation is the key to requesting approvals. In this particular case, the ratification comes before you as a request because we have a number of Brandon University students already in place. You will see that, you will likely see that again at our next agenda. In addition to that, there will be a couple other institutions of higher education who are requesting approvals because they have students in place currently for the year. If we go through the approval process, it may jeopardize any current or soon to be current, if you'll excuse that phrase, service that they may render at the start of the year. So the request will be to ratify a few more coming forward. But thank you. Yes, the short answer is they are accredited. And Mr. Allison, I figured out how to turn on the mic.
Thank you for that answer, too.
Any other discussion? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6 yes. Looks like we have two folks that we would like to close the meeting in. First, we'll do Ms. Scott.
I would like to close the meeting by a lady by the name of Carmen Carlos. She was employed by our school district at Alicia School, and she was a very loving, kind, hard worker. She made sure that all students received the quality of education that she could give them. Truly, she put her heart in all that she did for our school district. Thank you.
And Mr. Fleury.
Yes. I would like to close the board meeting in memory of Dolly Nault, and I want to thank the personnel department for getting the information together for me. She was the Yuba Feather Secretary for 38 years. She was born 2/28/1942. She attended Palermo Elementary and Oroville High. She first applied as a substitute secretary with MJUSD in 1970. With her hire date as elementary at Yuba Feather, and she served all her years at Yuba Feather. She was loved by the community. When I would visit there, her name was always mentioned, what a community supporter she was and a loving person she was, so that no Dolly, and she was also Maggie Nicoletti's mother and John Nicoletti's mother-in-law. So I would like to close the board meeting in her memory for the wonderful job she did at Yuba Feather.
Thank you, Mr. Fleury, and thank you, Ms. Scott. Meeting adjourned.